130 years ago, the Kootenay Mail, April 14, 1894. An article discussing the demands of modern journalism suggested that the mossback and halcyon days of editing a newspaper are dead, and that it takes a sort of luminous and electrical journalist to write in this advanced age of civilization. 120 years ago, Revelstoke Herald, April 14, 1904. The CPR was having a strenuous time in the Revelstoke division with snowslides and washouts. Officials were working day and night to clear the tracks. 100 years ago, Revelstoke Review, April 9, 1924. At the annual meeting of the Revelstoke Board of Trade, there was discussion about getting a road or boat service up to Big Bend for easier access to lumbering and mining in the district. 90 years ago, the Revelstoke Review, April 13, 1934. The federal government was resuming the slow-going work on the Big Bend Highway with the use of single, unemployed men out of road camps. 80 years ago, the Revelstoke Review, April 13, 1944. Revelstoke's victory loan quota was placed at $175,000, $3 million in 2024. In the five previous loans, Revelstoke had raised a total of $796,650, $14 million in 2024. 70 years ago, Revelstoke Review, April 15, 1954. Queen Victoria Hospital Administrator Paul Russell spoke at the Rotary Lunch about the need to raise money for X-ray equipment. The hospital had the opportunity to share in the services of a radiologist with nearby hospitals, but up-to-date X-ray equipment would cost $12,000, $135,000 in 2024, 40% of which would have to be paid for by the local hospital. 60 years ago, Revelstoke Review, April 9, 1964. The controversial Columbia River Treaty went before the External Affairs Committee in Ottawa the previous week. Hearings were expected to last all summer. 50 years ago, Revelstoke Review, April 11, 1974. The Revelstoke Review was celebrating its 60th anniversary on the upcoming weekend. At that time, the Revelstoke Review building was located at the corner of First and Mackenzie, in the old Molson Bank building. 40 years ago, Revelstoke Review, April 11, 1984. There were rumors that Manning's chocolates would again be manufactured in Revelstoke beginning that fall. Sadly, this never materialized. 30 years ago, Revelstoke Times Review, April 12, 1994. Kids at Mount Begbie Elementary had the pleasure of watching a traditional native dancer put on a performance at their school. The dancer, Ernie Phillip, was a member of the Shuswap Band, part of the Secapmc Nation. 20 years ago, Revelstoke Times Review, April 14, 2004. Revelstoke played host to several Taiwanese businessmen and professionals as part of a month-long Rotary Foundation Group study exchange tour of the BC Interior and Northern Washington State.